Welcome to the Financial Freedom Report. This is your host, Jason Hartman, and this show is basically a sampler of our larger newsletter entitled The Financial Freedom Report, Financial Self-Defense in Uncertain Times. In each show, we'll share with you just one sampler article of our larger newsletter. The newsletter is available at jasonhartman.com, and we would love to have you join our subscriber family. The newsletter is usually about 16 to 20 pages long, and it usually has about 18 or 20 articles of different interest. So here is one of those articles as a free sample for you, and please join our subscriber family at jasonhartman.com.
Welcome to the Financial Freedom Report, Volume 10, Issue Number 5. I'm Penny Haynes.
And I'm Rich Rosel. And in this issue, we're bringing you the three steps you need to create your own economic recovery.
We'll talk to you about the four pillars of wealth. And just a hint, none of them is money.
There's also something new, a financial freedom case study, plus online business advice, the secret to property investing, and much more.
So let's get started. Rich, I realize that most of us could really use a bailout, but we all understand that no such thing lies on the horizon for us.
Well, you're absolutely right, Penny, and that's why Jason has chosen to start us off with a type of self-bailout.
Yes, he has. Create your own economic recovery. One of the most common editorial themes in the news media is a consistent search for signs of economic recovery. Every gyration in housing sales or consumer demand is viewed as a possible sign of rejuvenation by those who are desperate for signs of life in the economy. The intense microanalysis that accompanies every release of information from the Bureau of Labor Statistics or the Bureau of Economic Analysis has consistently missed two key insights. These insights are that a real market recovery cannot happen until more people are able to pay their bills, and that the recent increase in near-term spending is being financed by borrowing. Key points to remember. Real market recoveries only happen when more people can pay their bills. Markets are dynamic, and the only real forces that push them up or down are an increase or decrease in the number of people who supply or demand products and services, with demand being assumed to mean willingness to pay versus simply demanding that something be given to you for nothing. The way that this dynamic effect works is that people specialize in the area of their job and produce an income that is paid by their employer as compensation for their part in creating a product or service. This income is exchanged for products and services produced by others. In this kind of system, everyone enjoys a higher standard of living than could be created if completely self-sufficient for the necessities of life. Many pioneers in the Old West were self-sufficient out of necessity. However, their lifestyle is not one that many people are anxious to emulate. This perpetual exchange automatically elevates the best products and services while diminishing those that are either inferior, cost-prohibitive, or not suitable for the current marketplace. However, this exchange only works correctly if people are actually producing something of value to exchange with other people in the marketplace. When a high percentage of people rely on subsidies and entitlements, it skews the marketplace toward those who have political connections instead of those whose ideas and products are the best. The current marketplace is not producing any discernible growth in people that produce enough to finance their consumption. This is resulting in a marketplace that is manipulated by government policy and moving further away from a real recovery with each passing month. The remnants of free markets are likely to produce some form of recovery over time, but it will be very long and slow in coming. Short-term spending that is financed by borrowing does not create wealth. One of the great deficiencies of the Keynesian GDP formula is that short-term consumption, government, investment, and net export spending is added together, but no allowance is made for increases or decreases in debt. This means that a massive influx of borrowing that is used to finance large amounts of spending will look like growth when it actually is just a perpetually increasing mountain of debt that has not yet come due. The most troublesome form of debt is the public debt that is being racked up by countless countries across the globe. The reason for this is that sovereign nations have the ability to print money as a way of financing their spending. These increases in the supply of money have the effect of devaluing all currency already in circulation and driving price inflation, or hyperinflation. The current trend of presenting debt-financed consumption as legitimate demand is not new, but is currently being done on a scale that was never dreamed of before. This is hurtling the nation on the fast track toward inflation that will impoverish those who are dependent on the government for subsistence. Since it is painfully apparent that a market recovery is not currently underway, astute business people must go about creating their own economic recovery. The best way to turn this strategy into a reality is by following three core steps. Number one, create immediate free cash flows. Most opportunities require investment capital. It is difficult, although possible, to go from nothing to something all at once. Most people need to build a base of capital before they can begin a program of investment. One way that free cash flows can be created is by reducing your spending. This is something that can be done immediately and will have an instant effect. Another method for creating free cash flows is with a small business that you operate in your spare time. In either event, the item of paramount importance is the creating of positive cash flows. Number two, build a reserve fund. One of the worst things that can happen to a person is when they need something and have completely run out of financial resources. This can range from a repair to your home or automobile, all the way down to a downturn in your business revenue that forces you to absorb losses until conditions turn around. In either event, it is critical to have a reserve fund of liquid capital that can be used to meet unforeseen needs. Many financial planners recommend 3 to 6 months of expenses as a personal reserve fund. The exact amount will be unique for each person, but creating and building this fund is a matter of critical importance. Number three, shift your investments towards areas of opportunity that emerge from greater dependence. The economy is currently slipping into a three-tiered system where the bottom is populated by a dependent class that requires government subsistence for the necessities of life, the middle tier of income producers that are squeezed by taxes and inflation, and a wealth-owning class who own income-generating assets. This will create many opportunities in the areas of basic services such as housing. The population of people who can afford luxury goods is quickly shrinking, and the growing area of opportunity is quickly shifting toward the bottom of the marketplace. Astute business people will recognize this trend and act accordingly. This economic prognosis is not particularly optimistic, but remains highly likely if the current economic course is not drastically changed. The good news is that most people still have the opportunity to escape this trap and elevate themselves and their family to the wealth ownership class before the transformation is complete. By successfully implementing these action principles, you will be able to create a life of wealth and prosperity for your family and many subsequent generations. Action item. Immediately begin adjusting your income, investment, and lifestyle strategies in anticipation of a long, slow recovery. Emphasis points: create immediate free cash flows. Build a reserve fund that allows you to absorb bumps in the marketplace. Shift the focus of your investment program toward the areas of opportunity that will emerge as more people become dependent on the government.
I hope you enjoyed that sampler article from the Financial Freedom Report. In each issue, we discuss creating wealth through the most historically proven investment in human history, and that is income property. We also discuss home-based business opportunities, internet business opportunities, solopreneurship, and becoming a lifestyle entrepreneur. So please take a look at the Financial Freedom Report at jasonhartman.com. We have a lot of free content on that website, properties, business opportunities, a fantastic blog, and our larger show, the Creating Wealth Show, also is available at jasonhartman.com or on iTunes. We have a whole bunch of shows. Just search Jason Hartman in the iTunes store. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll look forward to talking with you on the next Financial Freedom Report.